You know, the Lord is sometimes a door opener.
Mm.
He opens doors for us. But the other thing is that we need to step on through those doors.
Yes.
Father, I pray that you'd help us this year. As you open doors for us, that we will step through in faith and excitement. In your name. Amen.
Good morning. Happy New Year. It's interesting. I Charlie's word. When Charlie gave his word, I felt like God said to start my sermon at the end. I had a picture of Jesus standing at an open door, saying, "Come on in." And inside is the feast that's prepared. You know, the Father is already there, the Holy Spirit is there, and our Savior is inviting us in to have a feast with Him. You know, it's into His presence, into a deeper and a more intimate relationship with Him. And with that will come a deeper and an intimate more relationship with each other as well. This is an invitation, though, and it requires a response from us. You know, we can't, you know, it's nice to, "Hi, Jesus, thanks for opening the door. I'll come in when I'm ready." You know, the door is open. He's opened the door for us. I want to read Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor." This is the passage that Jesus quoted when He was in the synagogue in Nazareth. Just it announced who He was. This was Him announcing who He was and what He was there for. I love the verse that Zilovia quoted earlier today from Jeremiah. God knows the plans that He has for us. I've been praying, as I'm sure all of you have, about James Street and, you know, where he's going. And I don't know what his plans are. He never told me that. But I really felt like this year He's inviting us to know more of His presence, to know more of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's an invitation for each one of us individually, as you know, as sons and daughters. You know, his desire is that we would know Him and walk with Him in everything that we do. I've been reading Brother Lawrence again lately, and just the simplicity of remembering that everything that we do, walking down the street, getting the shopping, putting our kids to bed, everything that we do, He's with us. And it's just remembering that He's with us. And I believe that the Holy Spirit this year is calling us into a deeper relationship. It's also an invitation for us as a church, you know, to corporately call on God, to corporately submit ourselves and to invite the Holy Spirit in and to just see what He wants to do. You know, I think of in Acts when the Holy Spirit first fell on the apostles and the disciples that were gathered in the upper room. I mean, it was I've never physically with my eyes seen a manifestation of God. I've never experienced that. But I would have loved to have seen something like that. I would love to see something like that with us. You know, I don't believe that it was a one-off deal. I don't believe that. You know, I've talked to people who I trust, who I know, who have experienced, who have seen that. I've experienced the Holy Spirit leading me in my life. I know that He wants to do that. I know that He wants to do that for James Street. Anyone here? Up for that? It's an invitation to reap a harvest of fruit the fruit of the Spirit. I thought that was funny. Nobody else laughed, but love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You know, when we're walking with God, when we're walking with the Spirit leading us, this will naturally grow. It's not something we need to do. You know, the apple tree planted doesn't actually have to do anything to have the apples come out from the blossoms. You know, I'm getting it backwards, but you know, like the apple tree doesn't have to do anything. It's the seed is planted, it's watered, it's got sunlight, the blossoms come, then the fruit comes. The Holy Spirit will just naturally grow these things in our lives. When we desire to please God and not ourselves and not each other, we'll see more and more of this. You know, love. We'll experience real love for each other, and we'll be able to receive real love from each other. You know, sometimes we feel like we're not worthy, but when we know that God loves us, and He's put us together as a family, you know, the people in this church, but also the people in the wider church, we'll be able to receive that. We'll be able to know who we are. We'll be able to know His joy in all circumstances. You know, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to experience trials, health crisis, financial crisis, car accidents. You know, it doesn't mean that those things aren't going to happen. But we can still know God's joy. And in knowing His joy, we'll be able to have strength to make it through those things. We'll be at peace with ourselves. You know, we've just come out of the Christmas season, and the you know, it's on all the greeting cards, or many greeting cards, enjoy, and peace of the season be with you. And you know, I personally felt a lot of peace over the Christmas season this year. But I was, you know, when I was walking around shopping, I didn't see a lot of people feeling a lot of peace. And I know that nobody really feels peace shopping. But, you know, oftentimes Christmas is a real stressful time for people. You know, it accentuates the fact. So for people who are lonely, it accentuates the fact that they're lonely. You know, because it is a time when people gather together. You know, it accentuates, and I think this is the Holy Spirit. It accentuates the emptiness that people feel. You know, God allows people to feel that emptiness so that we can know Him. But we can bring that peace to those people. We can bring the gospel to those people. I had a sense of, you know, patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, dripping off of us like honey. You know, when we're walking with the Spirit, when we bump into somebody, if you have honey dripping off of you, it's going to rub off on them. You know, just our interactions with people when we're walking in the Spirit. You know, I believe that, you know, I do believe that we need to use our words to preach the gospel to people. But I also believe that the Holy Spirit, you know, He's more than capable of doing this stuff without us. You know, just bumping into people, you know, sharing a kind word with somebody. You know, having patience when somebody is stressed or unkind to us, you know. Do I need to do more of that? As self-control, you know, for me, I think that self-control, I'm not sure if I'm able to explain this properly, but I see this as kind of like a very lovely circle. We need to have self-control in order to resist the temptations of the flesh. You know, the flesh is the opposite of the Spirit. So, you know, we can be flowing in all of these things, and our lack of self-control can wreck it because we give in to frustration. We give in to gossip. We give in to those things. Those things are opposite of the Spirit. So our self-control, I think, is what keeps this ball rolling. You know, it's all God's grace. You know, I can't exercise any self-control without God's grace. I know that. You know, I know myself. But it's this self-control, I think, that it just keeps this perpetuating. And I do believe that it becomes easier the deeper we go into our relationship with God. So it's an invitation. And I just, you know, I really felt like God said, who wants to accept the invitation? You know, I really felt like Charlie and John and David, I felt like their words were a real stirring up. So, you know, can we stand together and can we accept the invitation together? I just want to pray for us. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence. I just want to submit myself to you more and more. And I invite you into my heart. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would fill us now, fresh. And I just ask that you would fall on us again. I just ask that you would show us individually what we need to do to walk this out as we leave today. I believe that there are things that people need to lay down, and there are things that people need to take up. I just want to release you with this verse from John chapter 16, verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you.